This is David's Book Talk, bringing authors and book lovers together in a unique way since 2009. Visit us at davidsbooktalk.com and join the conversation at facebook.com/davidsbooktalk. But first, pull up a chair, relax, and enjoy today's episode. Here's your host, David English.
Hello and welcome to David's Book Talk, and we have two very special guests today, Anson Williams and Bob Warden, who have written a book called The Perfect Portion Cookbook, and it's also co-written by Mona Dolgov. Is that the way you say her name?
Yes.
Okay. I was worried about saying your name wrong. It's by 100 Calorie Chef. Is this an actual publishing company that put this together?
It's actually Bob and Mona's publishing company.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Very cool. This is quite a beautiful book, I must admit. Just looking through it last night and this morning, and all these beautiful... I mean, it just makes you so hungry. I mean, you can't help but get hungry looking at this book.
Good. That's good.
How long did this take to put together? I mean, I mean, how many different recipes are there in the book?
There's 150 recipes.
150.
From the time that Anson and I first started talking, it took almost 2 years, because Anson, tell them how you came up with the concept, and then I'll tell them about all the trouble that we had to go to make the recipes.
Yeah, I had the easy job, which is the concept. Bob had the hard job of making it work.
Mm-hmm.
It all started a few years back while I was directing Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Oh, yeah.
And, if you're on sets, craft service is always a big problem.
Right.
Meaning they never stop feeding you. So you go over to the table about 20 times for just a little bit, and pretty soon a little bit times 80 is a lot.
Oh yeah.
So I found that I was out of shape. I gained 20 pounds. I kept thinking to myself, I've got to get this together. I still have four young kids at home. I can't treat myself like this. But I love to eat. I love foods that taste great. I don't want to limit myself to cardboard eating. And then try to figure out a calorie count where you need to be a physicist to figure it out. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, I'm just thinking, is there any way I can eat what I love and not overeat? And I was at the store one day, and it just hit me, seeing all the 100 calorie snacks there. It's part of the social fabric of the country. You know, 100 calorie packages of pretzels, cookies, everything was 100 calories. And I thought to myself, what if we could have all the foods we love, make the recipes a little bit healthier, never lose the taste, but every single portion is exactly 100 calories. So you know exactly the calorie count, and eat the food you love, and never go on a diet.
You have everything.
So yeah, you have everything. And if you need, it's recommended for a 300 calorie entree. Oh, one, two, three. And then Bob and Mona made sure that those portions reworked where they're really nice portions. You are satisfied. And your calorie count is right and healthy. And not only going to do your body service, but you're going to enjoy life. You're going to enjoy your food. So my business partner and I, Joanna Cannell, and myself, met with Bob, threw the idea, past him, and he loved it. And he brought in Mona, who's a brilliant nutritionist. And they figured out how to make this book work.
Great.
Did I do a good job, Bob?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Excellent job. So I have actually a question for David. David, when you look at the recipes in the book, and you look on the right upper right-hand side, and you see the large icons there that show the portion, whether they're squares or pieces or cups or spoonfuls, was that helpful to you?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yes, yes. So you can see how much you can eat to get that 100 calorie count. That's really neat. I mean,
That's what I thought was brilliant. It's so clear.
Look at these baked ham and egg cups. Oh, my goodness. Just looking at this. Amazing pictures. I mean, just stuff that you'd feel like reaching through the book and eating it.
Mona and I were discussing this morning the recipes we wanted to do on QVC when we debuted this on Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
And the egg cups, I think we're going to do, because the host, David Venable, is a ham guy. He's always talking about the divine swine. So that'll be a good one for him. But those are only 100 calories a cup. You can have two, you can have three, whatever you'd like. So, as Anson said, what we wanted to do in snacks and desserts was most of the time have 100-calorie portions. But when it came to breakfast and lunch and dinner, you wanted to show how much was 100 calories so that you could choose whether you wanted 200, 300, whatever was the perfect portion for you.
Right. So who's the biggest cook of all three of you? Who's the one that cooks the most?
Well, I would say, honestly, the one that cooks the most is probably Mona. She's an inveterate cook. She cooks all the time. And, you know, she went to Cornell University and has a degree in nutrition. So this was a wonderful challenge for her, because my challenge to meet Anson's challenge was make sure everything tasted delicious. Mona has all these tricks and that she's learned, and myself as a chef, so that when we tried to add more vegetables, for instance, and use a little less meat so you can have more, you can get fuller faster, then we needed to make sure we added flavor to make up for anything we might remove as far as meat. So we have lots of tricks to do that. So every one of these recipes had to meet the taste test, and Anson was the ultimate taster.
Oh, really?
That was my job.
You look at some of the pictures.
That was my job. Write up some funny stuff and taste a lot.
That's right. What a tough job.
I'm really good at that. I am really phenomenal at that.
I think you're good at a lot of things. I mean,
but what's good, you know? But we just had this great relationship. But I've been educated by Bob Mamona, because when you do a cookbook, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, oh,
there's a lot of integrity involved, and there's a lot of steps you have to go through. They have to test the recipes and make sure they're absolutely perfect. It doesn't go through one nutritionist; it goes through two nutritionists.
Oh, really?
I mean, and then the photography. I mean, it's just gorgeous. And we also, one of the photographers is Quentin Bacon,
mm-hmm.
who shot Michelle Obama's cookbook.
Wow.
Organic cookbook. And he does all of Giada's, De Laurentiis' cookbooks. He shoots all the pictures.
Wow.
And Mona and Bob were able to bring a man of this caliber in. And unfortunately, he had to take my picture. But he even made me look good. But it was just some of the top people in the world involved in this book.
Right.
I know you're not interested in the mathematical problem, but that's one of the points of the book, is that we've done the math for the customer. When you try to think about that you're going to make every one of these recipes round to zero, so if it's six people, it's got to be 2,400 calories or 3,600 calories, and then it has to be a portion that makes sense, not 6/15 of a cup, but a third of a cup or a half a cup or 1 2-inch piece or 1 2-inch square, so that it was a portion that made sense. That became a mathematical jigsaw puzzle that really is what took the book so long to develop, so that you could add just a little bit of this, a little bit less of that, so it came out that had that perfect 100-calorie portion that still tasted fabulous.
How long have you guys known each other?
Gosh.
When did you start coming to QVC?
Over a decade ago.
Oh, 10.
You know, over 10 years ago.
Yeah,
over 10
a good
years.
Decade. But we were in different areas of the business at QVC. We were more in beauty.
Right.
At the time. And, of course, Bob was in the food area. So
that was just beautiful.
And then, because of a mutual friend, we were able to get together and bring this all together. And what's so great is because Joanna and I, in our Star Maker Products business, we're really more concerned now with doing products that really help society, products that really, really have a purpose.
Right.
It's almost, you know, after we're long gone, it'll still be there helping people. That's our purpose. And this book is a big part of that. You know, it's giving people a wonderful lifestyle, a beautiful food platform, and yet, in our subtle way, stopping obesity. You know, a way to counter all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the workplace is everywhere. It's like if you see food, you're going to eat it, and you don't even care how much as far as calories it has. You're just so hungry, you want to eat. And that,
what's so brilliant about Bob and Mona, what they created, I found if the taste is right, you're satisfied. You don't eat as much.
Right.
Believe it or not, it's like it satisfies you, and. You're able to control, you know, your portion. When you start overeating, it's because it's the wrong foods, and basically you're never fulfilled.
So, Anson, tell me some of your favorites from this book. The one you've tried all of them, right?
So many.
But if you if you had to pick the top three or four or five, there must be some that stick out.
okay, number one, Bob's. Number one, Bob's chicken pot pie, or your mother's.
Oh.
Right.
You like that?
Number two, the better butter French toast.
Oh yeah.
It is delicious, and they made it where each piece is exactly 100 calories. How cool is that?
Very cool.
I mean, how cool is that? And then I would have to say three Mona's chili. And it's so delicious.
But I mean,
good for you.
But I mean, you sound like you have a varied taste with food. Like you liked everything that was in this book. Everybody has a different taste, of course. But I mean,
mm-hmm.
I just wonder if you liked everything you tasted.
Oh, I liked everything I tasted, but there's some foods, you know, everyone has their favorites.
Right. These pretzels, pretzels. You know, I keep looking at these cocoa pretzels.
You know, it's so funny, Bob, when I did the Insider the other day for CBS.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the host could not stop eating those pretzels.
I'll bet.
Seriously.
That bad.
I said, you're up to 200 calories.
I guess they went out and bought your book right afterwards.
Oh, she went nuts. I mean, it went crazy. 10 of those cocoa-covered pretzels are 100 calories.
That's amazing.
You bet. And then you can have one of the beautiful cheesecakes,
mm-hmm.
which, even though they look small, but they're very satisfying because they're dense. Delicious. Each one exactly 100 calories. You can have a wonderful 200-calorie dessert right within your 1,800-calorie count easily. You can have a beautiful meal.
Wow.
You know, with very controlled portion control.
Well, Anson, with this being the day of live information and Instagram and everything else, while we're on this phone, we just heard from the Today Show. You're going to be on.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to be on. I think I'm going to be on Monday.
Oh, that's wonderful! Wow. I can't wait to see it.
And yeah.
You pretty much turned to directing now. Are you still acting a little bit?
No, I haven't acted for quite a while, but I've been directing since 85.
I mean, you're part of my childhood. I mean, so it gives me goosebumps.
I'm part of my childhood, too.
But, I mean, I grew up with you, and I grew up with the Happy Days, and now talking to you just brings me so much joy. I mean, to remember, you know, you in the show and you now. I mean, and your voice sounds exactly the same. It's like I'm talking to the same person. So it's such a pleasure.
Thank you. We were all very fortunate to be part of that show. One, being on a hit show is really nice, but even more importantly was the friendships. And Gary Marshall was such a mentor to us. He opened up the whole studio and inspired us to learn so many other areas of the business.
Mm-hmm.
So we use our time constructively. And I think that's why we're all still in the business, is because we were able to wear many hats. And we took advantage of the opportunity to better ourselves. Think we're big shots. We didn't think we're big shots. We took advantage of the opportunity to educate ourselves in many areas of the business.
Right.
And the friendships are still strong 40 years later.
Hmm.
We're all brothers. Don Moss lives 20 minutes from me. Henry Winkler lives about 30 minutes from me. And Brentwood Ron's all over the world.
Right.
But we're all together in a phone call.
And it's got to be great. To be able to keep in touch with all these people. It's one big family. I mean, that's what you were.
Oh, I had breakfast with Marion Ross just before Christmas.
Wow.
You know, she's 80-some years old, and she's off to Kansas City for a 2-month run of an original play with Hal Linden. She's an amazing lady.
And she seems like such a sweet person, too. I mean,
just full of life and talent. And, I mean, look, and a real go-getter. Scott Baio, you know, he just had his own show on, a C-Dad run. He produced it. It was his company.
Mm-hmm.
For Nickelodeon. I mean, everybody is, like, is moving forward. You know, everybody's a doer.
Right. And you all seem like such positive people, too.
Very positive people. Yeah.
I miss Tom Bosley.
I do too. And Tom Bosley negotiated my first mortgage.
Did he really?
Oh, he said, Nancy, let me do this for you. Let me do this for you. Because I didn't come from a business family.
Oh, that's so
cool. He helped me out, made sure it was done right.
That is so cool. I still see him on TV. I know he's on Murder, She Wrote, and all these shows, and I watch him and I think, oh, God, what a wonderful man he must have been. You know, I'd never met him, but I can only imagine how wonderful he was.
Oh, just, he's just a very kind, wonderful man, but very, very smart guy. And also, you know, a real dedicated actor. He starred in Fiorello on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he played the mayor and
LaGuardia.
And
yeah.
What stories he had for us too. I mean, he was a great. He was just a great inspiration all the way around.
You have a classic meatloaf. I love meatloaf. I am just like the biggest meatloaf person ever. And you can't get good meatloaf anywhere out. And when you eat out.
Try this one.
It looks fantastic. I mean,
it's delicious.
I mean,
and you can have a whole half an inch of slice for 100 calories. You can have two slices,
right.
200 calories.
That's terrific. I think I'd want to eat the whole thing. That'd be the problem. I don't know if I could stop myself.
but isn't it like the best portion control ever written in history? Isn't it terrific?
It's just a beautiful, beautiful book. I mean, there's no doubt
problem.
About it. Now, you guys have been on QVC already, or you're going to be?
We launched February 7th.
Right. And it's already available on pre-order on QVC, so you can go up and take advantage of a lower pre-order price. And then when Nansen and I go on TV on the Super Bowl Sunday, we'll wave at you.
No.
Yeah.
Will you really?
By the way, totally. If you go to theperfectportion.com,
right.
That's our website. First, you get recipes on there and the whole background of the book. But even more importantly, that's a direct link to QVC to be able to get the book at a good discount.
Now, is the plan for you guys to do like a cookbook a year? Is that the plan, or what's going to happen in the future?
Hopefully a few. Yes. We think it's an industry.
You could have your own talk show. You could have your own show, your own cooking show.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I'm sure they'll come to you at some point. I mean, how could they not? I mean, you're such an easygoing guy. I mean, I'm sure you would.
Well, yeah. And no one has really done a portion control cooking show. That's cool. That's fun. That's delicious. You know, and no one's really done it.
Open faced tuna melt. I'm looking at this tuna melt here. Boy, that looks good with the tomatoes on it and everything. Oh.
Uh huh.
I mean,
look at the count. Look at the little chart.
Yeah. Half of it. You can eat half of it for 100 calories. You can eat the whole thing.
Right. Right.
No, it's just, I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, people can use this over and over and over and over again and just, you know, what do I make today? Just, you know, where do I start? You know, there's so many possibilities.
Uh-huh.
What's a typical, what do you typically eat on a typical day?
Me?
Yeah.
Or Bob?
Oh, either one.
Let me answer that, because if you go to the oatmeal recipe, which is on page 39, I have oatmeal every morning, but then I top it off with toppings. And if you go to page 39, you'll see there's the oatmeal recipe, but then
right.
You go to the next page, and you'll see a whole two-page layout of all the different toppings that you can add to the
oatmeal. Yeah, there it is.
How many calories there are. We did that for burgers, for oatmeal. We did it for dips and snacks, so that you can see, hey, this is good. I can add a lot of apples. I can add a lot of blueberries, not a whole lot of syrup, but it allows you to build your own oatmeal, build your own sandwiches, and be aware of what you're eating.
I can only imagine the work that went into this book. I mean, it's just, you said 2 years worth of work. But I can imagine it was a long, long days too. There's just so much.
Well, Bob and Mona are responsible for all that. And you know, just to pare down to 150 recipes, and then figuring out each one individually to work within that 100 calorie platform, and then to taste great. They're genius. It really is. It's genius.
So you're going
to
be on,
and then to bring in the talent to take, you know, for the presentation, you know.
And there's a chicken noodle soup here. That, oh my goodness, that looks wonderful. Mm-hmm. Everything looks wonderful. I mean, literally, I don't even know where to begin.
Right.
There's just so much. But are you eating, Anton, are you eating this stuff every day? Something from this cookbook?
Oh, no, I don't eat it every, only because of the time and of
right.
the preparation, all that. I eat, when I cook, you know, I'll give it to my wife and my daughter to cook, you know, when we have the, you know, usually weekends when we have time.
Right, but you do cook a lot at home, though,
I mean,
right?
I would do it every day. I have the oatmeal a lot. There's things in there that are really easy that are pretty consistent. But as far as, you know, the bigger entrees and all that, I mean, it's usually when we have time.
Right. And how about you, Bob? Do you make at least one of these every week or every day?
Well, I'm doing the oatmeal every morning.
Every morning.
Mona is not letting a day go by that she
Mona cooks it every day.
One or more of these recipes.
Right.
And we had a great New Year's Eve party. We cooked about seven of them. So it's fun, you know. My family, I have 14 grandchildren.
Wow.
And at Christmas, we made my mom's chicken pot pie, and the goal was it had to taste better than mom's, and it had to be half the calories in it, and we did it. And now it's one of Anson's favorites. Right, Anson?
It is my number one. Number one. And Bob made it work with the crust. The crust is there. Everything's there.
Yeah,
you know, if you eat it, you go, it's the best chicken pot pie I've ever eaten in my life. Not even realizing, you know, this whole big thing is 300 calories.
And you figure when you go to like
three portions.
When you go to these fast food places and they give you a pot pie, you know there's a ton of calories in that one pot pie.
Oh yeah.
The 900 to 1100 calories in our survey. 9 was low, 11 was high. When you go to the fast food
really?
Pot pie restaurant,
that's disturbing. Yeah. And the salt, not to mention the salt.
And yeah. It's not good for you.
No, not at all.
Whereas these foods are fine. They're good.
Mm-hmm. Look at the. I'm looking at the chicken.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt you there. I'm looking at the chicken quesadilla here. Oh, boy, does that look good. What does that got? Beans in it, too?
Yes, it does.
I'm looking at the ingredients there. That just looks so wonderful. I'm sorry. You were going to say, Anson?
I know. I was just saying that Bob and Mona's brilliance is the taste. You know,
right.
That's, you know, not only is it this low calorie count, that's perfect 100, but it tastes better than anything you could get anywhere.
Now, are you guys doing any bookstore appearances?
Not right now, no.
No.
But we're doing a lot of media appearances.
So when we see you on QVC, you'll be making a lot of stuff. Will we actually be able to see you making this stuff, or is it? Oh, you'll just be tasting.
You'll be seeing me tasting the stuff.
Oh, here's the chicken pot pie.
Bob's gonna go. What do you think of this, Anson? Really good.
That's right.
David and I will be making yummy faces at the camera.
I'm sure you will, and I look forward to that.
Bob, I actually think David and I should have a contest. Who could do the yummiest look?
I only live about 5 minutes from where the QVC studios are.
Oh, that's great.
From in Westchester. Are you going to be here in Westchester?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's even cooler.
Yeah.
You're going to be like five minutes away. I can move and say hello.
Yeah, sure. I lived in Hershey's Mill just a mile from the studio for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Very, very cool. I'm just looking at it. I love the pictures of you guys eating different stuff, too. It's like people are thinking, what do they do anything but eat food? You know?
Not much.
I mean, let's face it, eating is. But how many meals do you eat a day, Anson? I mean, are you a three-meal eater a day, or do you snack a lot?
I take most of the time during the day, I'll take small meals.
Yeah.
You know,
what's a small meal for you?
As you get older, you kind of understand your system.
Right.
You know, and then usually, and at night, I don't overeat, you know, at night at all. You know, I keep it light.
Well, it's interesting how really hungry you can get late at night, and that's, you know, I find that if I just go right to bed, I'm okay. But if I think about it too much, I end up eating something. You know, you can't think about it
well,
too
you,
much.
You know what? What you should do, David, is you should go to page 233 to Smart Snacking.
Right.
Yep.
And we have a whole bunch, a list of smart snack foods that you can eat.
Oh.
And then we have a whole list of how many calories are in a whole bunch of foods. And I think you'll find a whole lot of those. You know, you can have 100 asparagus spears for 100 calories or 100 radishes.
Really?
So there's a lot of foods that you're going to have a lot of that'll fill you up. And so the back part of the book sort of gives you those tips and hints. So when you can do smart snacking, we call it.
Now, are any of these foods, would you consider them diet foods, or are they just regular?
Regular. We stayed away from the word diet.
Not. No diet.
No diet.
No diet. You're not going to stick.
It's not going to have that phony taste. None of this is going to have that phony taste to it, where you wish you had more. You know, you wish you had something tastier.
No artificial foods.
No. Like I said earlier, I want to eat what you love and never overeat. The whole idea of this is diets never work.
Yeah.
You know, food is a very important part of our lives, and taste. It's a very important. You don't want to get rid of that.
Right.
So this is a lifestyle platform. It's no diet. It's being able to have a wonderful food experience all the time and control your portion.
I mean,
no diet.
Right. Like, I mean, nobody wants to eat or drink anything that doesn't taste like it's missing something. Like there's something missing
like
from
all
it.
All these food, I mean, I won't get into the brands, but you know the brands out there.
Yeah.
To lose weight or that are in, they all taste like cardboard.
Yeah, and it doesn't
and then
leave you.
And calorie counts, like I was saying earlier, you need to be a physicist to figure it out.
Exactly.
Oh my God, you know.
Exactly.
And that was, and that's why when I first had the idea of the 100 calorie count, it's because the public understands it big time.
Now, Mona is she?
They know exactly what it is.
Mona is a nutritionist, also, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so she knew, she approved of all, I mean, she looked at all these and approved them for nutritional value, too.
Yeah, the goal was to give the most nutritional value, the highest density of nutrition per calorie.
Right.
So that you could eat the most food possible within that 100 calories, and that's what Mona's genius at.
Hmm. Right.
And the other thing that she said is no artificial foods, right?
Right. Not at all. Yes.
It's all of it's real foods, because those are the foods, as you were talking about, David, that leave you hungry.
Right.
You eat them, and you didn't have any calories, but you're still hungry. You're not satiated. So we used real fats. We might have used lower fats, right, but it was real fats. We used real sugar. We might have used honey or guava instead or maple syrup, but it was real food so that you get that feeling of fullness, because you're not going to stop eating until you feel full.
Right.
And so we tried to extend the recipe. So in Mona's chili, there's more vegetables than you would normally find, lots of flavor, but then you fill up with that fiber. That fiber gives you that feeling of fullness and feel you're satisfied. That's why it's called comfort food. You want
right.
to feel great.
Well, you take like a bag, like people that eat like a bag of chips. I mean, before you know it, you're eating the whole bag, and you don't know when to stop. That's because they're so addictive. I mean, let's face it, potato chips are extremely addictive. So with this food,
a couple of chip recipes in here that are addictive, but they're low calorie. Like we have our kale chips.
Mm-hmm.
Our oven kale chips are beautiful. Our oven potato chips. Potato chips in themselves aren't necessarily high in calorie. It's the oil they're fried in.
Oh.
We have the crispy potato chips that we bake in the oven. Anson, have you tried those yet?
They were phenomenal.
Yeah, we did them on that shoot. They were wonderful.
That's right. Phenomenal.
You guys love working together.
Oh, it's great. Well, I've been learning so much.
Have you?
You know, it's so much fun. All these new foods, and it's always, I don't know, it's just, it's a lot of fun, and
it's like a whole new career for you.
Total new career.
And
actually, I don't think of it as a career. I think of, I'm able to have a platform to share it with people, you know?
Right. To share. I mean, if you don't share, what's the point of living, you know? You have to share.
I mean,
if you don't share your life with somebody, or share something in your life with somebody, and what joy do you get out of it? I mean, you get your own joy, but it's more fun when you get somebody else gets joy out of what you give them.
Well, it's fun, like, you know, even writing a great book or making a movie, television show, or creating a product. You're making the world a little better place. You're contributing. It feels good.
So even
it feels good that you added something to someone else's life.
So even when you were on Happy Days, you were snacking a lot then too.
Happy Days. No, that was way different, a whole different period. Then Louis, who was the assistant electrician and the bookie for the studio.
Right.
literally the bookie. He was also in charge of craft service, which at the time was rotten apples in a bowl and a big tin of coffee. That's basically craft service back then.
Oh, really?
So, no, there were no problems about gaining weight back then.
You can imagine what they have today, though.
Oh, then I started working there on spelling, directing.
Oh, really?
You talk about gourmet. I mean, it was endless gourmet food coming to the set.
Why was he trying to fatten people up?
keeping the crew happy. I mean, it was crazy. You'd have a catered breakfast. Then you'd have a on-the-set quiche breakfast after the breakfast. Then you'd have a snack before lunch. Then you'd have lunch. Then you get a dessert snack after lunch, and then you get a pre-dinner something before you go home. It was crazy.
I'm looking at this French toast and how dark the bread is, and it looks so interesting. It's like a real dark color, and I like that. French toast, you know, it has to be exactly right to be good. I mean, if you overcook it or undercook it.
Wait till you try that recipe. Wait till you try this recipe. It is delicious.
Yes,
they put the butter in the batter.
Wow.
Which is one of the secrets. It's really, really special.
Interesting. And you don't even see it. You just taste it.
Right.
There's honey in the batter also. In fact, David, there's a video, if you go to our site, the Perfect Portion Cookbook, of the French toast being made. And there's a video of the mini cheesecakes and Mona's chili. That you can go up and actually see us making that.
So who was the one that ticked these recipes out? I mean, who was the one that decided what was in the book? What was going to be in the book?
Go ahead.
Well, Anson's directive was he wanted his favorite comfort food.
Right.
And
right.
What we did is we actually went up online and looked at all the top 100 lists, top 100 desserts, top 100 appetizers, top 100 comfort foods. And then we got together with Mona and said, Mona, which of these can we affect the most, right? Which can we give people the most bang for their buck of these top comfort foods? So these are really voted by Americans, you know, the top 150 comfort food recipes. And then we did our best we turned them into 100-calorie portions, and we did our best to give you more food for the buck, too.
That's right. And then they put it past me, and I'd say yes. I go, that's really, yeah, that's beautiful. Great. Great.
100-calorie biscuit here. Oh, wow. I have a feeling the ones at KFC are not 100 calories for some reason.
No.
Probably a lot more.
But we'll compete with them for taste.
Well, yeah, that's what I was just going to say. I wonder if you ate one beside the other, whether you'd be able to tell the difference, which was the KFC one and which one is the one in your book.
Well, I'd rather have one fresh in the oven from my grandma.
Absolutely. Yeah. But as far as taste is concerned, it's going to taste just as good as something you would eat out, though.
Better.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And better for you.
Better. Yep. People don't want to know it's better for them, actually. I mean, they like that it's better for them. They're much more concerned about, you know, about something yummy, and I'm satisfied.
What is in these blueberry muffins? There's something red on the top of them. What is that something? I'm looking at the blueberry muffins on page.
That's just the blueberries just bleeding through there.
Oh, really? Yeah. So they turn red. How interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool. And blueberries are very good for you to begin with. They're good for your heart.
Yep.
Very good. So are blackberries.
The other thing that's important, David, is the recipes have to be easy to do. So we have a lot of five-ingredient recipes and five-step recipes that people can do when they're in a hurry and they're not wanting to spend 40 minutes in the kitchen, but they want to put dinner on the table quickly, they want to have a snack quickly. So
right. We
try to do a blend of recipes that with a lot of healthy ingredients and others that are pretty simple.
Yeah, some of them have seven steps, but you're right, most of them have five or six. That one only has four there. So they're all different, but they're all pretty... Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. It's simple. It's not something, how will I ever figure that out? It seems so complex, you know?
Right.
And some of these cookbooks that are out today, they're the same people writing the cookbooks over, and it's one, two, three a year, and it's like, where do they get the time to do all these things? You know, they got to have, I mean, but you guys are hands-on. You just do it yourselves, you know? Which is really nice. I'm looking at the cover to see what's going on.
Well, we had to be because this is totally original.
What are those things on the cover down at the bottom in the middle? Are they like potato skins or something? No, they're not. Are they? Is that water? That's not watermelon, is it? Do you guys have a?
Those are sweet potato wedges.
Oh, sweet potato wedges.
Six of those for 100 calories, and they're designed to be able to do on the grill, so they're a great outdoor summer company to your steak on the grill, etc.
I'm wondering what's in them besides the potatoes and the. Interesting.
Cumin and cinnamon are the secret ingredients there.
Right.
A little bit of salt.
That's interesting. I mean,
powder.
It's interesting what people combine, with other ingredients to make it more. I remember my mom used to put like corn in with a meatloaf, and it was like it tasted good. It was really good. But how do you know what to put in to make it more flavorful? What's going to work and what's not going to work?
It's experience, and you know. Chefs have learned a lot over the years, and there's so many more really great fresh ingredients available. If you look at Mona's Southwest chili, the way that she really kicked up the volume of fiber and vegetables was to add black beans and add corn, just like your mom did with corn and the meatloaf.
Right.
And so that stretched that chili farther, so that you can have more chili. You're going to get fuller, and it adds great additional taste.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then she put basil in there instead of cilantro because that's a trick that she learned that really can kick up the taste.
So do you guys have plans for another cookbook now, even as we speak? Or is there one one in the works?
We hope to do. If Anson approves, we're going to do 100-calorie desserts, 100-calorie snacks, 100-calorie appetizers will be our next three books.
Oh,
totally
wow.
Cool.
That sounds like fun. So will they each take a couple of years to do, or are they all going to be a lot of work?
They're probably all a year's work.
Yeah.
But we've put together a pretty good recipe testing team of professional chefs that have worked with us on this. And, you know, Mona's nutritionist, but again, we had every recipe checked by another nutritionist that went through all the calculations on a computer program to make sure we had the correct information. So we've sort of built the template. And we can go faster now. We've learned
right.
a lot. Oh, my goodness. Because nobody's ever tried to do this before.
Yeah.
We've sort of learned how to do it now.
And I've never
systems in place now.
I've never interviewed anybody about a cookbook before. You guys are the first, and it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. So there's always first for everything, I guess.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
And, you know, because I usually do fiction, nonfiction. I do a lot of nonfiction, too. Depends on who it is and how interesting the book is, but... It's just totally fascinating.
I listen to your radio, your book, almost every week.
Do you really?
On WIP, right?
Yeah.
And I always had WIP turned on. I said, who's this guy interrupting my sports programming? This book guy, right? But it's very good. I always enjoy it. You always do your homework.
Yeah, well, that's great. Thank you. Not always. Sometimes I'm a little lax, but, you know, I try to do my best, you know. You try to be yourself.
That's true. Off the subject, just quickly, just for your own, you should read it just because I think you'll love the stories. Did you read my memoir last year?
No, I didn't.
Singing to a Bulldog?
I remember the title. I did not read it, I must confess.
Since you like Happy Days and those stories, you should just read it for yourself.
Wow.
I think you'll like it.
I do remember that. Now you say that, but there's so many, you know, you lose track because there's so many out there.
No, I understand.
And,
but this one, it's a little different.
Usually,
it's a wonderful book.
But to be able to talk to you,
it'll give you a lot of background of things you didn't know.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely interested. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah,
well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's absolutely great. So you guys are really busy, and I look forward to the next one. It's been so much fun having you on the show. I wish we could talk more. I got to let you guys go
because
I think I've overstayed my welcome here.
Well, thank you. So nice meeting you here on the phone, and thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, it's been absolutely great, Bob. You also, and thank Mona also for putting this wonderful book out.
Thank you, David. And if you ever want a nice tour of QVC, just give us a ring. We'll take you over.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, really? I think
yeah.
I might take you up on that. So the book, again, is called The Perfect Portion Cookbook, and it is by Anson Williams, Bob Warden, and Mona Dolgov. I knew I was going to mess that name up. And it's published by 100 Calorie Chef. Is it available on Amazon, too, or is it only through the website?
It's also available on Amazon, but if you want to pre-order it, you're going to get it quite a bit cheaper at QVC.
Oh, wonderful.
QVC.com.
Yeah, we all, everybody
go
loves
to. The Perfect Portion Cookbook.
It's always good to save money.
Go to theperfectportion.com, and it's .com, and it'll click you right into QVC.
Well, this has been a treat. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to try some of these out.
Okay, awesome. Great. Enjoy.
Thank you very much.
And look forward to meeting you in person.
Absolutely. And this has been David's Book Talk. We'll talk to you next time.
You have just enjoyed the podcast of David's Book Talk, brought to you by your host, book lover David English. Please visit us at davidsbooktalk.com, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and subscribe to our podcast. We want to hear from you, and we don't want you to miss our upcoming shows with top authors like Mary Higgins Clark, Patricia Cornwell, Lisa Scottolini, Jackie Collins, Nelson DeMille, Michael Connelly, Sue Grafton, Steve Martini, Dale Brown, David Baldacci.